Your boy, the fucking hottest dude in the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, we got the fucking cute boy here, Robbie boy. Robbie,
say what's up.
What's going on, Sebastian?
Nothing, Mr. Say.
So this weekend, I don't even know when it was, but you would be like, Robbie calls me. I think it was on a guest episode. You threw me under the bus. You're like, Robbie,
what do you mean,
Robbie calls me first thing in the morning. He's all romantic. I'm like, what are you doing? We can't be talking when we're having pillow talk, the whole nine yards.
Because you do. You call me early in the morning. You call me with groggy voice. You ever talk to a girl on the phone with groggy voice?
I mean, I'm sure I have.
They love that shit, bro. They love that. They love groggy voice, bro. That's why half these fucking fairy tales are about a frog, because they like that voice.
You think so? That's why you kiss a frog.
That's because a girl would only kiss a frog based on the voice, not on looks. You know what I'm saying, bro? Girls love.
They will be giving those frogs some nice voices.
Bro, have you ever met
phenomenal singing voices. Whenever the frog sings, it's like, wow, that frog can sing.
There's never been a cartoon frog that doesn't have pipes. There's never been a cartoon frog that's like, hi, how you doing? Hi, my name is Clarice. You know, like, yeah. There's never been, like, some sneaky-ass cartoon frog. It's always like, hello, hey, yeah. How are you? It's like, the biggest showman of them all are these frogs. And then if they have a groggy voice, it's like, hey, how you doing? Yeah.
In some ways, they get less hot when they become the prince.
100%. I'd fuck a frog.
They get a little
prince.
Boring.
Yeah, they do get a little boring.
They get a little, like, straight and narrow. Boring.
But this is social norms, bro. This is society telling us we can't marry frogs and we got to turn the people into a prince.
Okay.
This is, well, you can't bring a frog home to mom and dad.
Oh, I see.
You can't bring a, and this is why girls want to change boys.
You think?
Girls, yeah, I'll tell you this, girls.
Because of the princesses kissing frogs?
Let's say yes.
Okay.
No, I believe it. No girl could ever kiss me so hard I'm not going to be this frog, okay?
Okay.
This is what the girls think. All these princess stories are about changing. Like, I know they're fucked up on the other side, but it's all about changing a man. Yeah. I'm a beast. I'm a monster. Don't look at me. She glanced this way. I thought I saw. And when we touched, she didn't shudder at my paw. Right? This is the fucking beast.
The beast, baby.
This is the beast.
No, were you ever the beast in a musical?
I must ignore. But then she's never looked at me that way before. Right?
This is
the beast. He goes, no one's ever looked at me like a person because I'm a monster. This is who men have to be in order to be the fucking...
The beast was a douchebag and he got cursed.
We skipped that. We fast forward. I mean, that was the writing in the beginning. You know? If that was the story, they would have made that part cartoon. Instead, they made it a fucking
book. You want to see a beast prequel where he's just a complete dick and Gaston is the nice guy of the town?
I would love to see it. I mean, maybe that's what we need to see. Maybe that's what fucking Belle needed to see.
Origin story and not that doesn't shine him in a good light.
We need to see the beast origin. What did he do to wrong this woman to put him in to make him a monster?
Just an hour of reckless behavior from a prince.
Wild, G-rated
reckless behavior.
Musical, but G-rated reckless behavior.
Okay? G-rated musical reckless behavior.
That's what I want. I want a beast origin.
Look, what is how reckless can you get? G-rated.
I mean,
guess you're just breaking the cups if you don't like the way something tastes.
Who put the spoons in the fork drawer? You know?
Yeah. You just bend them.
Yes. You're picking up people's shirts. You're pushing them down each other. They're all rolling down a hill on a fucking wheelbarrow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. That's what they're doing. They're like, oh, no, the beast made a mess. You know? It's like, where did all the eggs go? Oh, the beast had them. And Gaston goes, one day I'll have all the eggs.
Yeah. And then what? As everybody that works in the... Because everybody was real people, too. They also got fucked. They got fucked worse than the beast.
Of course they got
fucked. Becoming going from being a normal person to a beast who's stronger, faster, whatever, than going from being a normal person to a teacup.
Dad, I got a job. I'm working at the local mansion. Dad, I'm working at the mansion. Dad, oh no, Dad, I got turned. Oh no, Dad, are you kidding me? I got turned into a wardrobe, Dad. Yeah. Dad, you told me to get a job. It's my career. I have a future.
Your boss is a douchebag. He gets turned into a physically superior creature, and you get turned into a candlestick.
This is why people at Amazon should stop complaining. They have it good. This is a great point. Stop complaining at Amazon. You could be a fucking inanimate object. That has to sing its hands.
This is not the takeaway, Robbie.
This is your takeaway, right?
No.
That Amazon employees have it good.
No, maybe we should make, we should map it onto the Amazon. Wow. Well, this is maybe a reflective of society. The worker gets fucked over more by the selfishness of the boss.
Yeah.
Not that it could be worse. It could be worse is not a great mantra ever. Like, yeah, of course it could be worse. It doesn't. Yeah, of course.
I mean, girls love froggy voices.
Anyways, yes, I call you, you whatever. Yeah, hey, and then this weekend, sometimes you could do it because sometimes you would call me first thing in the morning and it's all good. But you did this.
Whoa. Let's get this. I'm usually awake before you.
Hours.
I'm usually up for, I usually have a little, I do my day. I do a little thing in the morning.
Before I'm up.
Yeah, you don't realize that?
No, I know that.
You know, but I do.
I was in groggy voice. You weren't. But anyways, you call me. I'm getting up, and you're just the first things that I'm hearing. You're like Robbie. I'm like, what's up? Are you everything cool? You're like, jeans are done. We can't be wearing jeans. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you mean skinny jeans? You're like, no. We need to get real pants. Jeans, dude. You're so old if you wear jeans.
Yeah. This is what I said to you.
This is what you said with the most urgency of things that. In a while I was like, oh, he hasn't felt this passionately about or with this gravitas about things in a long time.
I gotta get rid of my jeans. I'm worried.
I mean, I save them because I have a feeling they'll come back.
Jeans are out forever.
They're done forever.
I think jeans are in the garbage, bro. There's no more gold.
I have been noticing since I've been told that jeans were done 6 months ago. I have been noticing that, like, Justin Bieber doesn't wear jeans anymore. Like, all these people, they're wearing like pants, but I don't like that look that much.
Where do you buy pants?
J. Crew.
Where do you buy pants? I guess, yeah, there's a lot of places. Any place that's popular, right?
Yeah. Are they wearing like suit pants? Are people wear, and you're like, no, like, what did you say? Like with stuff going on, you're like, it's almost better to have,
oh yeah,
Larry pants and a normal t-shirt. The pants are the focus now. Very serious. This isn't, you weren't being joking. You weren't pitching a premise. You were just like,
never.
We got to stop wearing jeans. They're done.
I seen this dude walking around with us, astrology on his pants and a white t-shirt. I go.
And not sweatpants.
No, they were dress pants that had painted astrology on them. And I go, he.
So
he
like suit material.
Suit. I didn't ask to touch. Next time I asked to touch.
No,
next time I asked to touch, Robbie.
I think you have to do that.
No. Next time I go, can I touch? I go, what's the material? I go, let me look at the tag. You ever have someone grab the back of your shirt and look at the tag without asking?
Yes.
I fucking hate those people.
Okay.
I fucking hate them. It's annoying. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab the back of their pants and look right down their ass.
You're going to grab the back of their pants and see what's going on.
I'm going to touch and I'm going to say, well, are these pants?
Well, maybe we'll go get some pants.
I think that we have to go. I was in the city a little more than I have been recently, right?
Yes. You're back doing shows.
I'm back doing shows. It's lovely. It's nice. That is what it is. But I've noticed it's pants. And you know what? I don't know. At what point do I stop trying to wear clothes that other people are wearing? You know?
At what point do you stop being like, I need to be cool?
At what age do I stop going? I don't think it's yet. I think I'm going to try to wear these pants.
Yeah, I think I'm down to try to wear pants.
I think I'm down to try to wear pants. I think
when I saw this is going to sound crazy, but when I did see Justin Bieber, we're the same age. I was like, oh, he's doing it. This pant movement. Maybe I'm not too old.
You and JB are the same age?
Around the same age, yeah.
I think he's like close to my age.
Bieber? No, I think he's like 8 months younger than me.
Oh, I was thinking T-Swift. She never wears pants. Always skirts and cardigans.
She doesn't wear jeans.
She
definitely
shit.
Had a jean pick.
She loves cardigans, bro.
She came up, as a country artist. She definitely wears jeans.
Never. I've never seen a lady in a jean, you know?
Okay.
Nah, but yeah, that's my celebrity that I rival. That's my arch nemesis.
Oh, that's your who? Because I do. Yeah, I guess I look at Justin Bieber like we're the same age. But then some celebrities probably try to act young their whole career. Like some probably want to keep up with what the 17-year-olds are doing and they never let it go.
At what point? I was saying this. I don't do slang. I don't like to do slang words. I don't think I do slang words, right?
You have your own slang.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I have my own slang.
I don't. So, yeah. We're not like no cap. Like we're not trying to sound like a 17-year-old.
I've never said sheesh.
No, me neither.
No. I have a buddy that says it and I go, oof. Every time I'll be like, oh, yeah, you want another beer? And it goes, how much are they? I'll be like, $6. He goes, sheesh. I go, come on, bro. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? One, we're fighting over $6. Two, you're saying sheesh. Like, yeah. I guess those two things go hand in hand. Yeah. But like, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
No, that part of it, I don't need.
I'm not.
But you want to look nice, I guess.
Yeah, I think that I would wear a pant. I think I would wear a pant. Send us some pants. Do you look at old men and you say, what type of old man am I going to be?
Never.
Never.
No, I try not to think about it.
Interesting. I do sometimes.
Okay. I guess a little bit. I'm living with my grandma. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get that old one day. Hopefully.
Oh, I don't mean that old. I mean like 60 or something, you know, like yeah. 50, 60. Like what type? How do you want to settle into life? You know?
Yeah, I guess I see pictures of people that are now older and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get older. That's definitely going to happen.
Takes the picture for you to realize that?
Yeah, like when Matt Damon was in the news this week, I was like, hey, it looks kind of old. And they're showing pictures of him in Good Will Hunting and then you see pictures of him as an adult. Yeah. You're like, yeah, he's like, looks old.
How do you want to settle? I think that's the question. How do you want to settle in?
How do you want to settle in?
How does one settle into getting old?
I mean, hopefully you're happy. That's why I left my old job to be like, yeah, I want to do something that eventually makes me happy. And if I'm happy, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you're happy, it doesn't matter. You're right. But let's talk. Let's be superficial. Let's just be straight up superficial, right? Okay. I don't want to be one of those guys that's trying to be young.
No. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Don't want to be that. At what age do you quit?
Yeah.
At what age do you quit fucking life?
It's also, is it?
And
is it, I think it. I don't think it's like 50-year-olds try to dress like 40-year-olds. 40-year-olds try to dress like. I think it's just everybody tries to dress like 18 to 24-year-olds.
Yes, 100%.
It's not like a thing where you're like, oh, you're dressing like you're this. You're doing. I guess you kind of gotta pick a style and own it for at some point.
Nothing makes me feel older than watching a sport where everyone's so much younger.
I haven't watched a single. I used to love the Olympics, specifically the Summer Olympics. I haven't watched a single minute of it.
I haven't watched a single minute of it either.
Which kind of makes me sad, but also it just felt kind of weird this time around. But nah. I used to swim. I loved watching the swimming events. I would like appointment watch them. They're also at like crazy times.
Let's just say this. Because it's for the world.
Yeah,
it's like
and it's
one
in
of the
Japan.
One things where they're not catering to the United States.
No.
It's like the first time the United States isn't like catered to hand over foot, you know?
Yeah.
Is that the phrase hand over foot, hand over
mouth? Hand over fist, I think.
Hand over fist. What the fuck does that mean?
I think that's the expression.
Hand
Is
over
it
foot
not?
Sounds better.
Hand
it's
over
hand over foot.
Foot,
bro.
Let me look it up.
Cater to hand. I mean, what's the furthest thing from your hand? Your foot. That's someone trying to be nice to you.
No, hand over fist is you're making or losing money hand over fist. So it just means something's happening fast.
So
hand
what am
over
I saying?
Foot? I don't know.
What am I saying?
Can't getting catered to. No. I don't know. I think you just made some shit.
Am I just making stuff? Am I just saying hand
this
over
is
foot?
It. This is a new Sebastian phrase. Hand over foot means when you're getting catered to, but to an extreme degree.
I mean, hand over foot is, I mean, that's if you
so
put
a girl breaks up with you and she's like, you're never going to find somebody like me. I don't know.
I took hand.
I treated you hand over foot.
Hand over foot.
I mean, did everything for you. Hand over foot.
That's the worst place for your hand to be. Near I hate touching my feet. How often do you touch your feet?
Not often.
Not often. How often do you think a regular average person touches their feet?
Not often.
I seen some dudes taking their shoes off, rubbing their feet in public, though. I had a boy.
That's smelly. That's and not hygienic.
I had a boy. One.
He's your friend?
Yeah. I'm trying not to say friends because I want to shit on him.
Okay.
He would be sitting on the couch. He'd be playing. He'd be holding hands with his foot. Holding hands with his foot. Fingers
like interlock.
Interlocked with his toes. Worst part.
Yeah, that skews me out.
Dude, you don't even know yet. Worst part.
You gotta wash your hands before you do anything else. And I would need like a 2 minute wash, not a 1 minute wash.
Imagine walking into your house. Hey, oh God, I had a hard day. You know what I need? I need a nice cold drink. Whatever you like, Budweiser, water, I don't give a fuck, right? I need a nice cold drink. I need me some food. I need to sit down. And you walk in, and your boy's sitting on the couch holding hands with his own feet. Imagine walking
in. Is this your roommate? Okay, so this was your roommate.
He was holding hands. I walk in, and he would be holding hands with his feet.
You got to address the issue if you're going to live together. You got to be like, look, this grosses me out.
I haven't even got to the worst part yet, Robbie.
Okay.
I haven't even gotten to the worst part. He had webbed toes.
So then he wasn't interlocked.
For a couple. It was like he was almost stretching out his toes.
That skews me out.
I'd be walking in. He'd be sitting crisscross applesauce holding both feet with his fingers.
And then he touches all the stuff. That some people would leave the roommate over that. That's grounds to be like, I gotta get out of this arrangement. I have gotten out of rooming arrangements for less.
I've never felt what the bottom of in between my big toe and my second toe feels like. I've never felt what that feeling. I think I might come. I think that feeling might.
No.
It's like touching the inside of your belly button. When was the last time you rubbed the inside of your belly button?
I don't know. Not like if there's like lint or something and I get it out, but.
Sure. But you're not
just
playing
like rubbed it willy nilly. No, never.
This kid would be rubbing it willy-nilly, rubbing his toes.
I don't know. This is something that you got to work through or you get out of the arena. It's not like he's a bad guy. It's like, yeah.
Not a bad guy.
This isn't going to be – we don't have a future as roommates.
Holding hands with his feet.
Because then all the silverware with the feet. Does he wash his hands after it?
I hope so.
Did you ever call it out and be 100%. Like, that's gross? And what did he do? He just kept doing it?
Nah, he would get embarrassed. He probably hates that I'm talking about it right now. He must see if he hears this, he's gonna hate that I'm talking about.
Anyways, this Olympics I haven't been watching, but as now, I mean, the last one, I guess I was just out of college, but I feel like this is the first time that I'm older than most of the people in the Olympics, or at least they're my age.
Yeah,
and I think that most of them are probably annoying as real people.
Okay.
Like, I've seen people try to become Olympians, I guess, at this point for like random sports. Like, I've known people in my life at this, but this is the first time in my life that it's like I know somewhat people that have tried to become Olympians. And look, there's some sports that are cool, and it's like, yeah, I get it. Like, track, certain swimming, the gymnastics, the basketball team is a little different. But I feel like all of these other, like, smaller things or people that I've known that have tried to do it have had one, crazy parents, and two, just like a work ethic that is annoying.
Who do you know that's trying to be in the Olympics for a sport of oddity?
I just feel like I've come across these tales in my life.
So you don't know them personally?
No. But you hear about them.
So you're just...
And I can imagine.
Wait. I got to get this straight. So you're just making up that you're pretending you never met any of these people. You're just imagining what they would act like.
I don't think anybody ever got to the Olympics, but they're like, I would have been an Olympic this. I quit Ooh. At this age.
Who said
I don't
this?
Know. I just people that I've
oh,
met.
We don't know. Okay, this is my wonderful.
Wait. What's your roommate's name that does the interlocking? What's the roommate's name? First and last. Who was that?
I've only had so many. Some people can figure it out. Okay, here's the deal. Who are these people that you met that did an oddity sport? What did they do? The disc throw? What did they? Who are these people?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess things like that. Diving.
You knew a disc thrower.
Diving, water polo.
Oh, you knew a water polo player?
Somewhere along the line. Oh, my brother was gonna be an Olympic this, and you know the family or this
you,
Olympic.
You're speaking
this.
In vaginese, bro. In vaginese, right? Right,
so, forget I brought it up. I don't know. I cannot summon names for you.
No, I don't want names. I just want a specific example. If we're going to speak to this, you're putting ankle weights on these Olympic athletes that train and don't get money from our
U.S. My brother went to Notre Dame, and like I feel like I met some people there that were going to be Olympic this.
Olympic
I feel
what?
Like my friend,
Olympic
somebody
what?
Was telling me.
Don't use the word this. I love this idea.
I forget.
So you forget. Okay. So this is good. Okay. I love this. I love this. So Robbie.
Someone
I'm
100% that someone
on board if you
that
could give
I
me
met,
one specific.
Someone I met doing comedy who I actually really like, he would tell me about people that he knew that went on to be Olympic fencers.
Olympic. So you, this is you saying that
he would
you,
train kids like who were like their parents were trying to get them to be Olympic fencer. I've just heard stories. I feel like this and this isn't that out of line that I've heard. I have this kid that I went to that I swam with in high school. They were like, he's gonna go to the Olympic trials.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happened?
I'm
Wait,
all aboard.
Your friend knows people
no,
at
no.
the Olympics. Our friend. Our
yes,
friend.
I have a friend. I actually
our
probably
friend.
Know
our
someone
friend.
That
yes,
that,
those
that
people
charged
at the
for the Olympics. But no. I want you to speak on this. Please, Robbie. Wait. Let me say this. I want you to continue talking, but you can't use the word this or oodahuda, you know, da-da-doo-da. You can't use any of those. Okay, go ahead, Robbie. I love this point. I will be, audience, we will all be 100% on board if Robbie could come up with one specific example of someone that is a nightmare at the Olympics. Go ahead, Robbie.
Someone that's a nightmare at the Olympics.
Yeah, this is what you're saying, that they're probably not great. You're saying that all people that train
I
to
think
represent-
it's a turn wait, off more than wait, it's a turn on. I think it's a turn off more than
hold
it's a turn on,
wait, let me
being
say
this. An okay.
I go ahead. You could drag them for the people that train, that give to our country, that go represent us across seas, so they know, so they could battle with other countries in a non-violent way to represent the honor of where we're from. Go ahead, tell me how they suck, Robbie. Give me one specific example.
First of all,
no.
If you're doing this for some like weird patriotic, then you're crazier than if you're just doing it for full ego.
Okay.
If it's for like you need to, like our country's kind of in shambles right now. If you're like I need to non-violently win this thing to prove that America's great, then I think you're crazier than I originally intended. But let's say
do you believe in miracles? That's all I have to say. Okay? Do we have to revisit the Soviets fucking playing the United States in that movie that the Disney
Okay, I'm going to continue on to my point, which is that I think probably people who try to train to become professional athletes are a little crazy too.
Okay.
But it just the payoff ends up being cool. If it works out,
yes.
It ends up being good. Like my friend who won two national championships at a D1 football school. And he talks about the times where he had to train. It was like very, like he was wild, but he talks about people on the team. And it's just like a full time. Yeah. It's very intense.
But then you could end up in the NFL and then all of a sudden you could
and
have
that's
millions
cool.
of dollars.
But
and yes.
this other stuff is just, I don't know. The juice doesn't seem worth the squeeze. And I think you just end up getting this like person who's overworked. Like, I don't know. And if they still have this thing about it, I just feel like they're probably annoying. Like Olympian to me is a turn off more than a turn on. I wouldn't be that impressed. Why? Do you not agree? You're like, I don't want to talk to somebody because they ran the Appalachian Mountain. And so you would be cool if they were on the 5x5 indoor volleyball team. They were the setter of the in-ball volleyball team that got seventh place at the Olympics. That sounds miserable.
I mean, it does.
And they're in. I mean, that's the other thing. I think if you train for the Olympics, it has to be started at a very at an age where it's too young to be like the child's decision.
Yes. Yes.
For the most part. Some people are like naturally insanely gifted. Like I say, with track and field, I think there's certain sports, basketball, whatever. I think that maybe those people, it's their own motivation. Uh-huh. But a lot of these other ones, it feels like it's the parents' wish.
What came first, the tiger or the woods? You know, that's the question that you're asking, right?
Is this a Tiger Woods reference or legitimately about cats?
No, it's not.
Exotic cats.
It's a Tiger Woods question, right?
Okay, tiger or the woods? Woods being the family. The Did woods? His dad push him a lot to play golf? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he was playing golf.
Well, that was the juice was worth the squeeze. At least he picked, I mean, Tiger got famous and he revolutionized golf, became the face of the sport.
Crashes
the most talented person to ever.
Cheating on his wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the juice was worth the squeeze there, huh?
It was worth the squeeze, was it not? Are we not going to say Tiger Woods? Maybe he would have had a nicer life.
No. I'm only busting your balls. It's oh my God. It's so fun to listen to you talk sometimes.
That's nice. I hope so.
It's so fun to listen to you talk. Oh my God.
All right. So what's your take on Olympians?
What's my take? I think they're losers.
Yeah. Imagine being like, yeah. I mean, and the summer one is the cool one. Imagine being like,
bobsled.
Bobsled's cool. I was going to say
cool?
The shooting one, the one that's like skeet shooting.
Excuse you. Now we have an issue.
Bobsledding is cool. Cool now runnings. Cool runnings. Arguably the best Olympic movie.
Excuse, I have two issues with you now. Okay.
Miracle or Cool Runnings. Those are the top two Olympic movies of all time.
Okay. One, what about the one with, that won the Academy Award a couple of years ago?
What's it called again?
I don't know. I'm bad at
names. You can't. I don't know. Cool Runnings, everybody knows. And Miracle, everybody knows. Those are the two best Olympic movies.
What's the name of the movie with the woman and they break the knee? What's the name of it, actually?
I don't know. Million Dollar Baby?
No, it won the Academy Award. It's with...
I, Tonya. Is that about the Olympics?
It's about someone going to the Olympics.
Okay. I still say Cool Runnings. I'm sticking with Cool Runnings, baby.
Okay, and two, you want to have a problem right now? I'll tell you what you have a problem. Do you know what? So you brought up one specific Olympic event.
What?
Skiing and shooting. And that is the only Olympic event my family name has ties to.
The skeet shooting one or the cross-country skiing?
The cross-country skiing with shooting.
Okay.
My grandfather. Rest his body.
Paternal or maternal?
Maternal.
Okay. Just direct grandfather. Your mother's father.
My mother's father. Wow. My mother's father.
Okay.
World War II. Weight Watchers 2. WW2. Weight Watchers 2.
Oprah's
I continue to fight that battle for him every day.
Yes.
Okay? Counting points on my app. Okay? The Nazis will never win with my... I'm fighting WW3 right here. Okay?
You're fighting WW3.
And I'm scanning barcodes.
Okay.
No. My grandfather fought in World War II. You know how he fought? You know how he killed Nazis, bro?
Okay.
He got on his skis.
So he didn't... He was never going to be an Olympian.
Wait for the fucking story, Robbie.
Okay.
He would ski... And then shoot. Ski and shoot.
Okay.
What do you do with that skill after you're done with... After you have to fight the Nazis because that's how you live.
Okay.
You enter tournaments. My grandfather won so many spoons. You've never seen this many spoons.
Okay. Spoons was the prize of choice for this sport.
Yes, they were very tiny spoons, okay. Tim. They were very tiny. Okay. They weren't a teaspoon.
Okay.
My grandfather won so many spoons shooting and skiing.
Okay.
That he could have been an Olympic. He could have tried out for the Olympics if he wanted to.
He could have. Well, this doesn't, if you were listening, this doesn't fit my issue with Olympians. He learned it on his own age. Maybe not his own agency, but it wasn't from like a neurotic parent.
No, my grandfather started World War II. You're right. It was his own interest. My grandfather, got Finland involved. You know what I'm saying?
He gave Hitler Mein Kampf or whatever, a book. He inspired Mein Kampf.
No, he inspired the other side. Okay, asshole. Jesus Christ.
Well, there's no war without the bad part, right? There's no war without the aggressor.
There's no war without the good part.
That's true. It's just domination.
Yeah, that's just domination.
Okay, okay.
It takes two people to war.
All right, I apologize and rescind my statement. Maybe that one comes out of necessity, but I think the bobsledding is cool. I think luge is kind of cool. Skiing is kind of cool. It's fun to watch, but there's just a lot that I think I'm good with.
Man, I would love for you to pull up a whole list and you just tell me, you look at the list, Robbie, and you do,
Summer Olympics? Let's do it.
No, let me finish my thought. And you just go down the list and you just say, kind of cool or not cool, because that's the two categories that you're putting things in. No, Robbie.
I could give you some ones that I think are completely archery, psychotic parents, artistic gymnastics, cool, artistic swimming, nah, that's like synchronized swimming, no, badminton, psychotic, let's see, even beach volleyball, I don't know.
Robbie.
What?
Do you think people want to hear us just go down a list of sports and just say kind of cool or not cool? Do you think this is what people are asking for content? Do you think you think what I said we should pull up a list and you should say kind of cool or not cool, that was a good idea? I love how you jumped on board. No, Robbie, please continue. Kind of cool or not cool. This is a new segment where Robbie just tells you a casual opinion about something he has no education around, right? Doesn't know anything and no personal experience, because we can tell from his story. And he's going to say whether it's kind of cool or psychotic.
No, it's fine.
Because those are the two options. Go ahead, Robbie. What about fencing? Kind of cool or psychotic?
Psychotic.
Okay, there we go. What
sport
about
climbing over surfing? Cool. Weightlifting? Nah. Water polo? Definitely no.
Oh my God, Robbie, who do you think wants
track
to hear
cycling?
This?
Definitely
who do you think
no.
Wants to hear this?
I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to warn the listeners of people to look out for.
Robbie, no one meets Olympians casually, and if they do, they meet the person, and then the Olympics are second to that. I don't know what you're talking about here, Robbie.
I'm just trying to warn you. You could be marrying into a crazy family.
Robbie.
You could be marrying into a like, people who are just so strict kind of freak me out.
Robbie.
You don't think – you not get freaked out by people who are so strict from such a young age?
Yeah, but people grow up, and you don't – I mean – you could also,
I don't know. Sometimes these the super work ethic people freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. If someone works hard at their Olympics, I mean, because they have a dream, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
This is nice. Instead, you're just saying these people are psychotic and that we should avoid them at all costs.
No. Okay.
You're just saying don't marry into their family. I have no personal experience around this, and that they're all psychotic.
Maybe.
Robbie, a person, I had someone that shot archery in the Olympics, I bet you I wouldn't find that out. I bet you that they wouldn't want to talk that much about it. And when they would, I would be asking questions because I would be intrigued by it. You don't think if you met someone that shot archery in the Olympics, you'd be intrigued? What have you done in your life besides be a model for the Boy Scouts? That is your biggest accomplishment. That's your
biggest
credit.
Accomplishment.
I mean, your biggest credit is that you did a fake Norman Rockwell photo, right? So what when you go to a bar and you're on a first date, what are you bringing up? If someone goes,
Wait.
If someone goes, hi, blah, 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 I'm Teresa. Nice to meet you. It's a lovely first date. Oh, by the way,
Bezos has accomplished a lot of things. I just think people that have that crazy work ethic is a red flag to me.
Listen to the states.
Crazy.
Listen to the states.
I don't want to do a date simulation right now.
I'm Teresa. Hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you. What's your name again?
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie, it's nice to meet you. I like your hair. Is that how much product do you use?
Very small amount.
Very small.
Less than a dime.
Oh, cool. Because when I touched your hands, it was still covered in it. Well, it's nice to meet you. I just want to say, yeah, before, in case you Google me, I shot archery at the Olympics.
I saw it was on your profile.
Yeah, I put it there because it's a fun fact. I don't know. I'm an accountant, so I didn't know what else to talk about. So I thought it was just a fun, I worked hard for it. But I mean, it was like any kind of hobby. I just got good at it. So what about you? Is there any fun, interesting facts about you like that?
I saw this guy coming here on the subway.
This is what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, I would tell a story from the day. I would try to be funny in a story from the day.
And then I would say, no, that's not a fact. That's just you. You happen to be.
No, I don't have any. Not really. I'm from Jersey. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have any fun facts.
So you have no fun. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm from New Jersey.
Do you date people for their fun facts?
I dated a Snapple woman for 14 years, bro. Tell me that was my longest term relationship.
Were all the facts about her? She worked at Snapple as a muse.
She was. They said, go live and come back.
There was a woman born in 1982 once, and then there was just 100 Snapple facts about her. She was a muse for the Snapple people.
She went to every continent. She looked at every ant. She counted all the stars in the sky. You know what I mean? This Snapple lady figured out everything. Yeah, I dated the Snapple lady for 14 months back in the day. Okay.
That's nice. I think I stand by my statement. I think on some level, people with this crazy level of work ethic, it becomes unattractive. I think CEOs have it. I think a lot of these billionaires have it. I think it happens in Olympians. And I'm just like, I don't know. It is what it is.
I'll say this.
And I do think the family's oftentimes going to be a little crazy.
Olympic family.
Yeah. And like stage mom, like, yeah, anybody that I think. Although stage moms. I think the thing that happens with celebrities, like musicians, actors, whatever, I think they lose. I think they party. Like they get, it's the family aspect is still there of the craziness, but I don't think they end up with this like crazy work ethic, because Drake could make an album and then also go party for half the year. And he could be like, I'm working so much working on the weekends like usual. Yeah, but you could also play during the week. So like, what are we talking? Whereas Olympians, it's like every single day. Like during COVID was the time that these people probably realistically took like 2 months off and had training facilities in their houses. And I think that was the longest they've ever gone from not doing their craft for their whole life.
Do you know that the Olympic Village, they have to do cardboard beds because they're worried about how much they're going to be fucking there?
Yeah, I saw that.
So is that not fun?
No, they're all. What do you mean? There's like Fortune 5 CEO conferences. I'm sure there's a lot of sex going on. I'm just saying, not for me. That level of work ethic, not for me.
Interesting. So any lady out there that Robbie's looking for a woman, zero accomplishments, doesn't have any goals.
Say that.
No, I just want to get this straight.
I have goals. No pursuit. I just think it's all work, no play.
I think that
for people,
I would say this. The person that's the brush in the curling, they have some play.
Maybe I would date somebody. I don't know.
The person that does the brush at the curling, I think that they have a little fun now and again. I think they when they go, it's Tuesday. Come out. It's my birthday. It's Friday night. Come on, let's go party. I can't. The Olympics is in 2 years, and I got a brush that I gotta run on the floor in a curling event. You know what are we talking about here? All right. Something's been bothering me. I gotta talk about.
All right.
People that, I mean, and someone's going to listen to this and they're not going to like that I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
My family. I got to talk about my family for a second. La familia for a second, okay?
All right.
My family's going to go to Disney. March 2022, okay?
No.
2023?
They're going to Disney. I thought it was 2022.
I was wrong. I was wrong about how annoying it is.
You've been saying 2022, but it's 2023.
My parents.
We were talking about it the other day in the pool.
My family's going to Disney, March 2023, and they're starting to plan every meal that they're going to have at Disney now. Now I'm getting requests what I want for lunch in March. I'm getting requests for my lunch order in 19 months.
They're requesting your lunch order already?
They're requesting my lunch order for 19 months from now. And then when I say something like, oh, Sebastian, what do you think you're going to want on Tuesday when we're in the Magic Kingdom? And I go, I don't know. I'm down for anything. They go, well, it would be nice if you had an opinion. You know? Like, what do you want me to do? I don't know what I want.
This is cute. I was somebody who got very hyped for Disney, never this far in advance.
This is too much. I mean,
I don't know if
this.
The landscape has changed because of COVID that it, things are actually like this. But I mean, it's March 2023. I was like, it felt about right when I thought it was March 2022.
Nope.
It's March 2023.
My family's going to Disney in a year and a half, and they're starting to plan what they want to eat at dinner at the Animal Kingdom. We're planning for dinners from years from now. I mean, this is absolute psychotic. I don't even know how I'm going to make money for next month. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yes.
Like, what are we talking about here? We're planning for dinners for two years from now.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, your dad did say you could be married by then.
I could be married by then. Yeah. I could be married by then. And I will say odds are leaning towards I will be married by then.
March 2023?
I would say March 2023. I'm probably close to divorce.
Close to divorce.
I would say I'm close to divorce. We're on the rocks already.
So you should start. Maybe this is what you should do.
What?
You should be like, well, Wednesday, me and my wife will probably get into a huge argument because she doesn't want to get on. Like, you should just one up them. Like, get so specific and be like, well, we are going to the Lilo and Stitch ride at 12 p.m. and I can already foresee a fight.
I could already foresee. I mean, I know that she's very sensitive. She has soft ankles.
Or the newborn. You should just start playing with the newborn.
Well, at this point, I don't
Tommy
know.
Tommy will be 3 months old.
In MGM, how many breastfeeding stations do they have?
It's called Hollywood Studios now.
By Hollywood Studios, how often can are there breastfeeding places? Because my wife, she doesn't like to do it in the public. Not for personal reasons, not for social reasons, right?
So this is what maybe you should do.
I should start doing. I'd be like, oh, and of course we're gonna have to remember. I'll have my wheelchair because I'll be missing both my feet by then. You know, like we'll be.
I mean, you could really missing both your feet.
Missing both in a tragic bear trap accident. Yeah. You know, not diabetes. You fucking freak.
I mean,
no.
All right, in a tragic bear trap accident.
Tragic.
So then maybe this is what you should do. You should start being like, well, January 2023, I already know that this is going to happen. So that must mean that, yeah.
I'm going to have to get back because as VP of Warby Parker, I can't take Thursdays off. So I'll have to make sure I'm back in time for that.
What's the most far, I guess the most far out thing that anybody plans for is a wedding.
A wedding, right?
And especially now.
Especially now. I mean, but I think like,
but a wedding's not 9 days.
A wedding isn't you're figuring out what type of snacks.
And only you plan it with your partner. Nobody else has to plan. They just got to show up.
So
this is a collective planning. I mean, yeah. Apple is planning this far in advance for like the iPhones and stuff.
This is a release. This is a Tesla. We're dropping a Tesla in 2023.
Your family is coming together.
The Canellis we're hitting the boards and we have our smart board up and we are making PowerPoint presentation. I mean, the other day I was sitting down for lunch with them and I said, oh, let's watch something. You know what we watched? Best foods to eat in the Magic Kingdom.
They're excited. That's more excitement than planning.
Yeah. Yeah, it is excitement.
That's being excited that they're all going to go on a vacation.
And you know
what? Especially the year of this whole, I mean, this is a big family vacation. This will be a big deal.
I'm excited. I'm excited to go. Of course, I want to go with them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It'll be nice.
Yeah,
it'll be with my
fun.
Nephew, my parent. It'll be nice. We haven't done a family vacation in years and years. In years. 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 Right? I think the last family vacation was probably Disney when I was like 17.
This will be fun.
So like, it will be nice to go on a family vacation.
Yeah, it's probably a big expense. It's a lot of hype.
We fucked up. We should have started planning it right as soon as we left the last one. Do you think that we're going to miss out on some fast passes because we haven't been planning ahead?
I don't know. The whole landscape of how they do fast passes, I could see changing in the next year and a half. But as of now, you do have to plan almost a year in advance. Like, they're not that crazy.
180 days is when you could start making reservations, my sister said.
Oh, 180 days is when you can start making reservations.
So that's half.
But you probably have to be on at like midnight. 180 days in advance, I would bet, for like some of the good restaurants. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how it is.
I mean, this is absolutely banana. You've seen like me and my parents. Who's funnier, me or my mother?
When that's the dynamic?
Yeah, who's funnier in the dynamic, me or my mother?
Pretty even, I would say.
Pretty even, right?
Pretty even.
I would say that, and this is someone that's been doing comedy years and years.
But you like take it down a little bit. You're like more mellow, I feel like. Every now and then you get it, you make a joke.
My mom goes for it.
You look for a joke.
My mom goes for it. She's making jokes. She's in the pool being a crocodile. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Fucking she's nose, a very nice woman.
Nose sticking out the water, listening to what's happening. My mother, I think my mother, I swear to God, my mother might be part like Hawk or something like that, because she could hear everything that happens in this house. My mom once stormed. Me and my buddy Matt, we were smoking a joint in the pool, right? We must have been 18 or something like that, right? Fine. Respectable age to be smoking a joint. I would say almost the perfect age. We're smoking a joint in the pool. Middle of the day, my parents are home. I mean, I'm just living my life. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My mom peeks her head out the window. What the fuck is that? She storms downstairs. Because me and my friend Matt, we would do this thing. We'd hold the joint up in the air and we take a hit and then we go underwater and blow the weed smoke into the pool.
Wow, amazing.
I mean, I mean, how am I not Mensa? You know what I'm saying, bro? This is like, I was a renaissance man when it came to smoking weed.
Okay.
I was blowing weed
smoke. What did you think if you did it enough that it would, the water itself would just get you high?
I mean,
would permeate into your skin.
That's what we were hoping. I was trying to turn my pool into a gravity bomb.
Okay.
I was hoping to one day throw a big rock into it and the whole neighborhood would get hot because smoke would just billow into the air. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
So we're going to water and smoke weed. And my mom goes, what the fuck are you doing? And then she ran downstairs and me and my friend Matt are there. And she just yelled at us. And my friend Matt, rather than dealing with the reprimanding, he just kept putting his head underwater. So he would go, oh, and go.
Did you put the joint out or it's lit as she's yelling?
I ate it.
You ate it?
Nah, I was a king of eating weed. You know, wait, I ate it.
So you, ooh.
I put it out and then I ate it in the water.
Interesting.
I always would eat the weed. I was always a kid that would eat the weed. You never ate weed? I guess you never was in that situation. Yeah, I put the joint out, just fucking chewed it, swallowed it.
And it's like burnt and shit. You just tastes like charcoal.
Yeah, it tastes bad. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so I'm getting yelled at. My friend doesn't want to get yelled at. So he keeps going up. Like he's literally doing like, you know, the game.
Did you try to play it off that you didn't, you weren't smoking?
100%. I mean, but it reeked like weed.
You're my just friend, lying.
My friend looks like one of those prairie dog games that you try to hit with the mallets, just jumping up and down out of the water. My eyes are shut. I go, Mom, you have no idea what you're talking about. You know, we have Colt 45, the song blasting on the speaker outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my mom's punishment. Neither of you can leave this fucking pool. Neither of you could go anywhere. You both have to stay for dinner. Okay, I'm cooking on the grill. Screamed at us, forced us to stay for dinner, and we couldn't drive anywhere for a few hours.
That's not a bad punishment at all.
That's my life.
That's very nice.
It was a scream.
That's almost sort of best case scenario.
Best case scenario.
If it could have gone any way, you got a free meal.
If it literally,
I couldn't have gone better.
I would get caught with me weed, and my punishment would be I would have to eat dinner with them.
You wouldn't normally eat dinner.
I would anyways. But it was just framed as a punishment. The tone was a little different. The tone was a little different. I didn't get to choose what I wanted. I didn't get extra pesto or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Sebastian gets the cauliflower without the breadcrumbs today because we saw him downstairs taking Vicodin. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. So is there anything that you are looking forward to that you're actually excited about or you can't even materialize that far out in advance?
Is there anything?
Or is it rubbing off on you a little bit?
The Disney
excitement and plan, the Disney stuff.
No, I don't get that excited about the future. Oh my God, that sentence hurt before it was done. I guess no, I will be excited. I'm excited when other people get excited. I feed off other people's energy. I don't know if you know that, Robbie. I feed off other people. So if someone else is getting excited, I'm getting excited. There's some things I got excited about. But excitement was taken away from me when I was 11 years old.
Okay.
That was when the Star Wars movie came out.
Star Wars Episode 1.
Episode 1.
And it was bad.
me and my father and my sisters, we sat down. We would watch we watch 15 minutes of Star Wars every night. 15 minutes. Okay. And then we talk about it. 15 minutes of the Empire. Dad, what's going to happen? His hand got chopped off. We're going to have to find out tomorrow. Isn't this an amazing movie? Yes, Dad. Oh, God, we love it. Excited for episode one. We're building and we're watching these movies.
So you watched all three Star Wars 15 minutes at a time.
And this must have taken a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
Excited for episode one to come out. We go to the movies. We watch episode one. Even as a child, even as an ignorant boy, whose favorite book was Captain Underpants, which is puns about shitting in the air, okay? Because that's all a fart is an air shit, right? That was my that was high art to me. That was quality, okay?
And you didn't like it as an 11-year-old?
I knew as a child it was a disaster.
Was it that bad?
And I looked at my father.
I've never seen the Star Wars.
It was, I mean, some people like it, but they're delusional. They're rose-colored glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He doesn't cheat on me on the weekdays. You know what I mean? That sort of thing, you know?
All right, so what is...
My father looked at me.
What's so bad about it?
Jar Jar Binks is an absolute fool of a character. A disgraced people, offensive, and a clown of a person.
Okay, what...
Didn't make logical sense. They all of a sudden, it was all framed around, oh, we're going to have this cool pod race.
Okay.
Fast and Furious just blowed them out of the water. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Okay. So you turn to your dad.
After the movie, I look at my father's eyes. I said, Dad. I go, what happened? I say, what happened? I looked at him after a movie and I said, what happened? And my father looked at me and he said, sometimes, son, the excitement becomes so much, the buildup becomes so much, the anticipation, that it'll never live up to what you want it to be.
He said that to you?
As an 11-year-old child. And this is, I need to speak my father's words to him. This pretzel that we're planning for.
It's not going to live up to it.
The thing is,
it will for your nephew.
It will for my nephew. It will for
because,
my nephew.
But his excitement isn't fully, because he doesn't really clock it that much.
No. But it will be exciting to watch him. But
yes,
at that day, I was like, oh, I took away a little piece of me. Also, one time I was in the movie theater.
It would be even nicer because he still has that.
I know. That's going to be the nicest part is going to be see him excited.
Yeah.
About
100%.
My sister's going to hate that I talked about this. She's going to hate it so much. I love her so much. And she's going to hate this. This is the one bad thing I've ever said about her on the podcast.
She wasn't. It is what it is. It's her kid.
It is her kid.
She's excited. I get why people would be excited. You guys are getting a free trip to Disney. It's going to be fun.
Yes, my parents are paying us for not. They're paying me. I should get on record. My parents are paying me to go.
You're getting salaried.
My company. I'm getting paid severance every day when I'm there. Okay. Nice. No, they're paying for the trip, right?
I don't think I thought there was a bad movie until I was maybe a teenager.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? The first bad movie I thought. I watched a movie and I was like, this was bad.
What?
Similar situation. A lot of hype. I was like on vacation with my family and we were staying at somebody's house. And I was like, everybody talks about this movie. We should
Wild
rent it.
Things?
No. I was like, we should rent this movie. Everybody talk. All the kids at school talk about how funny it is, how whatever it is.
Stop.
And I was like, we should rent this movie. And we watched it and everybody was like, what was that? Do you want to guess what it was?
Talladega Nights.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it, huh?
Well, it was also just awkward watching it with everybody because nobody liked it. And I was like, oh, I get, because it's like an indie movie and it's just like, I guess it's like fun to watch with teenagers.
Yeah, it's a stupid movie.
Yeah, and I watched it with like my mom, her friend, my brother, and my sister, and I was like looking it up. And I was like, oh, everybody at school talks about how funny it is. Like I was a kid. Yeah. And we watched it and they were like, that was bad. That might have been the worst movie I've ever seen. So that was the first time I ever watched a movie and thought it was bad after.
Wow. Interesting.
I've never seen it again.
You never see it. I mean, when I saw it, I was screaming laughing.
Really?
But I also at this point was like, I thought like I liked awkward funniness. You know what I mean?
And you would watch it with, you probably watch it with your friends.
I watched it with my friends. I watched it like a normal weed. Person. No, I was definitely. But either I watch it with my friends or I think I watch it with my grandmother and her bridge club. I forget which one I watched it with.
Yeah, well, which that was the vibe.
That was the vibe.
It was like my mom's scrapbooking friend that we were visiting in Florida before going to Disney. And we were meeting my dad in Disney. But we went down early, a few days early, to go hang out at this house that they bought in Florida.
Rob, either tonight we could watch Napoleon Dynamite or we could do Sophie's Choice again. Which one would you prefer? You know? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was not the vibe.
I mean, I know I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky that my parents are paying for this. And I should get on board for planning. I'm complaining that my belly's full. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That my belly's full in a year and a half, in 2 years.
I mean, I was under the pretense of 2022 for a little bit. And then when it was presented 2023, I was like, oh, that is a different year than I thought. But no, I'm excited. You guys are going to have fun.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. It also is fun to like dream.
Of course, this is luxury problem. I mean, we're also sitting in COVID. This is a beautiful thing for me and my family to talk about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's actually, I'm complaining about something that's wonderful, you know?
Yes.
The wrapping paper isn't good enough for this gift. You know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, right?
Have you seen this trend? So I've been seeing like bachelorette parties. I don't know if it's happening at bachelor parties, but it'll be like Venmo the bride. Like you want to buy the bride a drink, Venmo the bride. And they just put the Venmo either on the car or whatever they're doing or on a t-shirt or.
What? What? Wait, I've never heard of this. So are you kidding me?
You could just, strangers, I could be like, oh, I don't think these people understand how they're being viewed.
So someone just has, so they have like a billboard, Venmo the bride.
Yeah.
There'll be no
interaction.
It'll
be on a car. No, it'll be on a car or on a t-shirt or like if they're all wearing a matching shirt or if it's, they're all driving, they rented a car for the, it'll be like how seniors will write whatever.
I would say this. The only person sicker than the one writing it is the one Venmoing the bride for a drink.
the bride should be Venmoing us.
For
their lives are beautiful. Like, what are... Yeah. I think things have changed in the world where it's like, oh, it's an excite. I think that the role of the bride at a bachelorette party and that view has changed.
I would agree. I say if bride walks into a bar, she should have to buy everyone else shots because she just ruined their experience.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Reminded about love. Yeah, exactly.
I should have my Venmo on my back. Hey, if you're married, hit me with a Venmo, okay? Yeah. No one's splitting the bill with me.
I'm single. Yeah.
I'm single. I gotta go out on dates.
Yeah.
Hit me with the Venmos on my back. You know what I'm saying? Why are these people get married getting Venmos from strangers?
Or just going on vacation? Yeah, they're on a vacation. I guess there probably is like older people that are married that are like, yeah, it is that's a beautiful time in their life.
Wow. Someone coming home. Margaret, I saw these young girls out and it reminded me of you when you were a child. When we were just kids. We were just kids. We were young and we were getting married. They had their life ahead of them. So I Venmo'd them $400 to get wasted.
What did you
tonight.
Do that for? You pervert.
I Venmo. No. It wasn't because of their fat titties. No.
Pervert.
It was because the love when you were a child. I Venmo'd them and I said, ooh, I don't wanna be around when they drink. Ooh, just think about me. You know, I just want to know that women are getting wasted on my dollar, you know? I just want to know that I'm making women drunk out in the world, you know? That's,
I guess, who's doing it? Maybe a guy who's trying to hit on one of the people and like gives his number. Maybe that's somebody that's Venmoing a bridal party. Who, but I can't.
But that's
it's
buy
not
a drink.
Sympathetic. Yeah.
That's a buy
well,
a
that's
drink.
That's the thing.
Situation.
Buy the drink, buy the bride a drink. That's what they'll say.
Yeah. Buy the bride
party. But they're putting the Venmo. Buy the bride a drink, Venmo driving around town.
I do a little, what I do is I tape to my back, Salvation Army bucket, and I walk it around and I jingle. I have a little bell on the back of my hat, and I just jingle. I let people throw coins on my back, and they bank them off like. And I look, they bank them off my back. I go, oof! I go another quarter, you know?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, I go get Chinese food.
I mean, you might as well.
And also the other thing,
what?
The birthday. The Facebook birthday. When you say, I mean, and this is charity, I'm going to sound like a monster. When people are like,
philanthropy kind of sucks.
When people are like,
they say philanthropy is indicative of a failed state. So do with that as you may.
I mean, everyone out there, you heard it. Do with that what you may. Okay. Do with that what you may. We dropped it.
Or philanthropy is a symptom of a failed state.
There we go. Now do it.
Do with that as
they
may.
The first one where you messed up, or the second one where we got it right?
Second one where I got it.
So the first one, don't do with that. Don't do anything with that what you may.
Do with the second one as you may.
The second one as you may. The first one, no may. Okay. Second one, may.
No may. Second one,
philanthropy is from a failed state. What was it? What
were we doing? The one you may is the philanthropy is a symptom of a failed state. That's what I'm willing to submit, Regis.
Philanthropy is the symptom of a failed state. Do with that what you may. Okay. Yes. Everything else that we've said in the podcast, don't do with no may. No may. Okay.
No.
But that, do with what you may. And
do
I
with
mean,
that as you may.
I mean, who knows what you may? We'll find out soon enough. I mean, and you will too, because you're taking it out. You're taking it out to the world. And I will say this, philanthropy is a failed state. I forgot it already.
It's the symptom of a failed state. But anyways. That is just the gateway. That's the gate we needed to walk through in order to make fun of these birthday things.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you're like, there's dolphins on the coast of North Carolina, and can please everyone donate because it's my birthday to give to these dolphins. I'm like, motherfucker, I wasn't going to get you a gift anyways. Why are you all of a sudden 100%. Making me? I wasn't going to get you a gift.
Also, with anything, these things, I don't think it gets to a certain point where it's like an even exchange. The wedding, you pay, you get an open bar, you get a thing. You just want them to break even. They throw a party, like hopefully they break even. Birthday, you got to throw a party, and then hopefully I'll buy you a drink, I'll come to your party. Like,
Yeah.
It's not just going to be a one-sided, maybe your parents, that's it. That's the only people that it's a, even your sibling. Me and my siblings don't exchange gifts, but like you all get each other stuff on your birthdays or something like that. Like I see that makes sense. But yeah, this idea that it's like you deserve more. I mean, birthday, people that are like super into the birthday, it's a lot.
I think that people that are saying donate for my birthday, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah, I just don't do it.
I think that it's them being like, I'm such a good person online. Look at me. Look how good I am. For my birthday, I want you to pay money for something I care about.
Yeah.
So I could feel good. Robbie, for my birthday, can you please pay for the fund of boys with big titties?
Okay. You want me to, what does it do? Breast reduction?
What does it do?
Is the fund? Where is the money going?
It goes straight to an OnlyFans that I want to follow. Okay. It's boys with big titties. It's me and there'll be other big titties around me.
Oh, it's not. It's not boys who have big titties on their own body. Boys with big titties.
It's yeah.
It pairs boys with big titties.
Yeah, it's pairs.
Kind of like the brother, the big brother, big sister.
It's big brother, big titties program. Okay.
Big brother, big titties.
It's a big brother. I want to do the big brother, big titties program. Is that okay?
Where you pair boys with big titties.
I'm just looking to find a pair of big titties.
Okay.
That you want me to show me how to live. That. Yeah. I just want to show a pair of big titties the world. I just want to show them a good time.
That's by following their OnlyFans.
By following their OnlyFans.
By supporting their OnlyFans.
Yeah, by supporting their OnlyFans. I belong to zero OnlyFans right now, and I'm waiting for my birthday to roll around so then I could start, because that's all I'm asking for my birthday.
I also believe that, I think I've said this before, you can only celebrate 21, 25, 30 after you're a kid. So 21, 25, 30, 40, 50, 65, 75, 80, 90, and then every year after 90. So unfortunately, your coming birthday does not fall in one of those years, so I will not be celebrating.
You will not be getting me an OnlyFans?
I will not be getting an OnlyFans.
But what about the boys with big titties? What about boys with big titties?
This is nice. I think you should.
This is my charity.
You should make a shirt.
Boys with big titties?
Boys with big titties.
I mean, the shirt's.
And
the
it's a guy, and he's looking at two big titties.
It only comes in large sizes.
It's too big.
It's only from 2X to 5X.
Yeah, boys with big titties. Yes. Speaking of asking for money, we have a show.
No, but we provide
around your birthday. We do have a birthday show. Yeah, we do provide a service, and then we fully believe in we're trying very hard to make it worth beyond. We're trying to be like, oh, this is cheap.
Yes.
The show that we're putting on. But yeah, we have a show August 20th, which is around your birthday.
It's around my birthday. And I'm not one of those numbers, so we will not be celebrating.
We will be acknowledging, and people will be like, happy birthday, Sebastian, if they want to.
But I will not have a Venmo on my back.
He will not have a Venmo on his back. And who knows? Now that you put it out in the world, I bet you some people might want to support boys with big teeth.
That's on you. No, that's all a joke. I don't want any of that.
Yeah. No,
That's all a joke. I don't want anything like that. I don't subscribe to OnlyFans. I'm down to porn. I watch porn twice a week. It is what it is. I don't know. That's where I'm at right now in life.
That's nice.
Twice a week. I barely look. I just play the volume. I put it on the other room, put my headphones on. I just listen to the noises.
That's nice. Your auditory is what turns you on the most.
Don't you like when I say, no, I have to tell the truth, and then I start with the truth, and then I just continue into another lie? I think that's the most beautiful part about me.
What do you think is the most sexy sense?
Sense?
Like of the five senses.
What are you talking about? A touch.
Touch.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
So
only one's gonna make me come. But it's all touch.
Touch and sound.
It's all touch for me, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
for you,
but
okay.
You need the sound.
I don't need the sound. I'm only kidding.
You don't need the sound with the touch.
I need nothing. My imagination. I close my eyes. I go.
So it is just touch then. It is just touch.
It's just I am a touch man. Well, why? What would you say? Is it scent? If you smell a nice apple pie, you come?
No, I don't know. Probably touch. I guess you're right.
I think everyone's their sexiest.
You were just talking about the auditory stuff. I was like, maybe it's sound.
So besides touch, because I think touch has to be acknowledged as number one, right? Touch?
Yeah.
Number two for me? It's going to be a surprise. Not taste. Nope. Listening.
So it is sound.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's so attractive of you.
Is it?
Listening makes me come.
Listening makes you come. It's not speaking that makes me come. Hearing your needs.
You should say. Yeah.
Hearing your needs and your wants is what makes me come.
This is something you should advertise.
I think we are right now.
Yeah.
And remember, shout out to my family vacation 2023. Yeah. No, but we do have a show if you want to check it out. August 20th at the Asylum. It's going to be Friday night. It's going to be a good time. We're figuring it out. We'll announce a lineup. It's going to be fucking dope.
Keep listening. Keep telling a friend. Keep calling in. We want to take calls. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, keep calling in. We love that. All right, Robbie, hit the fucking music.